Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, I have Holger von Zerr Toast together with me. Hi, Holger. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. I know that you are very, very busy with MoveXM and you find some time to discuss together with me about experience management. And I'm super thankful for that.
I'm also happy to be here. Thank you.
Before we kick off the discussion, as usual, I ask my guests to present themselves. And today, top player assist Holger. Holger, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, my name is Holger von Zerr Toast. I'm CEO at MoveXM with the company now for over 4.5 years. And yeah, it's quite a fun journey. We are a CX company from Frankfurt in Germany. We work together with customers from all kinds of industries, especially in automotive, in utilities, in insurance. And yeah, it's great to be here. Greg, thank you for the invitation.
Thank you, Holger, for this short introduction. Could you please spend two additional words about MoveXM? Could you explain what you're doing?
Of course, yeah. So at MoveXM, we have this saying, we say customer's king, but experience is queen. So that's part of our, we call it core values. So that means, of course, we love our customer and we know our customers, they love their customers. But yeah, the customer's king, but a king is kind of nothing without his queen. So that's the idea behind it. And this queen is the experience. So you have to really take care of this and you have to, foster it. You have to be nice and make it a good relationship. So that's what we do at the core and what we want our customers to help with. So we want to make experience matter. We want to help our customers to improve these experience and ensure that they can listen and they hear and understand what their customers think and how to interact with them and to create a valuable relationship. And we think that this then helps kind of to improve loyalty, to improve trust and to appreciate one another. Because in the end, of course, it's a business. It's you buy something, you have process, etc. But in the end, humans are interacting with each other, and we help this, or we want to help this with our software and services portfolio, of course, to really help our customers to get into this understanding and to make the moves to get to this appreciation in the end.
Thank you. And nowadays, everybody's speaking about artificial intelligence and everybody uses this buzzword, generative AI and so on. These technologies are expected to completely transform the solution that we are using also in customer experience. Could you please share your thoughts on the evolution and how you are embracing this transformation at MoveXM?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's you just said it. It's, of course, it's kind of a buzzword. So of course everyone has it on their website now. You're not allowed to have a website where it doesn't say AI powered or something like this. But at the same time, I mean, it's true. I would say if you go back 3 years or 5 years, it's incredible what kind of tools we have now at hand that weren't, I mean, for companies of our size, for small and medium sized companies that weren't just affordable. So it's really great that we have this now at hand, that we can make use of this. And I think we in the CX industry, but also in all industries, we are just about to start. So I think it's difficult for the normal human beings to comprehend the scale of it, kind of. Anyway, so I think, in a sense, when I was thinking when a couple of months ago I was in another podcast and we were speaking about Gen AI also, and when asked what's the impact and what happens there, my main answer was in the direction, it helps really to drive efficiency at the moment. So the tools that we implemented at MoveXM, they help driving efficiency. And that's what we saw in the industry. And I think we are now already in the next phase, only 6 months later, so to say. We have to get in our thinking to the next stage of, okay, efficiency, that's a given now. You have to make sure that you use AI, Gen AI, GPT, whatever, to drive the efficiency of your tools, your products, your processes. And now it's more about functional use cases. It's about, yeah, real data analysis. It's about process automation. It's to get to the stage where you can make recommendations, where you can predict, where you can help decision making for your customers, and to really help your customers to gain valuable insight, actionable insights. And to do this, I think it's really important to take care of domain specific knowledge, to incorporate this in your models, in your CX models. Of course, companies like ours, they started to do this, of course, but this is one of the key drivers, and that will be there for the next phase, so to say, to really incorporate domain specific knowledge, CX, your customers, of to benchmark, for example. And yeah, if at MovieXM or in the XM industry, if you look back 10 years, then I think most of the technology providers, they're using AI features for quite some time now, for text analytics, for example. But yeah, this GPT Gen AI rush that we are in right now, that's really something new. And it's important that you drive your company in that direction, and that everyone has in mind that AI is now everywhere, in a sense.
Yes, I think AI is everywhere. And I'm working in a corporate, and a lot of colleagues are facing the same issue. Our bosses are asking us to implement Gen AI solution, AI solutions. But first of all, we would need, as you said, the function, what we want to achieve. And we know that roughly only 25% of the AI projects are at really successful and bring the expected result. What's your perspective on this challenge within the XM industry? And how are you as MovieXM ensuring that when you're leveraging AI, then it brings also the impact, the results that you're expecting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something you mentioned. It you're working in a corporate, so and I think that's something that many corporates are facing right now. This challenge, because of course, as a corporate, so many strings are attached to this topic, and so many things are still unclear. For a small company like ours, it's actually a bit easier to get ahead of this AI train, but you're not alone, I think. But just an example, what I read just a couple of days ago, Apple was they are about to release their Apple Intelligence now in the US, but they stopped it in the EU due to some conflict between their data privacy their data privacy policy that they want to provide to the customers, and the EU Digital Markets Act. So that's what they say. So it makes things complicated at the time. And then at the same time, I was just speaking about this with a colleague of mine, our CTO. I think there are over 700,000 GPT models now available. And he showed me this on a website, Hugging Face. And so it's quite difficult, of course, to decide where to put your resources if you don't know if the model exists tomorrow. So it's kind of, I think it's easy to say some models, of course, the big models, of course, will exist tomorrow, but your impact is quite small on those ones. And then if you want to have an impact on a model, you choose a smaller one. Yeah, you don't know if the model exists tomorrow. So I think those are, let's say, influences that make it quite difficult right now to make sure that those AI projects all become, let's say, a success. And at the same time, of course, you have to take care of data privacy, of information security, those things. I personally believe there's still no time to stop, and it's about moving forward, so to say. So it's about trying, it's about getting things out there. And again, I think right now it's really important that companies focus on this topic of domain specific knowledge to make those models and the features and the MVPs they're providing to make them vital to their customers and to deliver on real issues and to get forward step by step. And I think this is also something that corporations, large corporations, have to take into consideration, that they enable their teams and their teams and their relationships with the AI functionalities that are out there. We know from some customers, for example, that they're still in the process of figuring out their policies, which of course costs them a lot of time. So I think that is quite vital.
Thank you. I think that's what I really like, the direct collaboration also together with your customer in the B2B world. And without naming companies, I'm sure that you have a preferred implementation or something that you say, okay, this is something that I really like because it's different. It's not always the same solution. Is there an example that from your company, from your last implementation, stand out that you can share with the audience?
I can, of course, there is, it's not all about then about AI, I think, because, and that brings us back a bit to the topic of a buzzword in the end. Of course, AI is everywhere. And if you look at how we do business and how we, for example, we encourage our team to use Copilot, and even though not everyone is an AI expert, for example, but everyone should get in touch with it. So I truly believe AI is everywhere and it will be everywhere tomorrow. But I think in terms of the daily business, the normal stuff is still there. and I think that's good and it's still very important. So in the last year we implemented a couple of very nice GPT functionalities that we see with some of our customers are going now into pilot phases. Due to the reasons I just mentioned, data privacy, information security, policies, etc. But we have now a set of customers that really started using them, and they are quite, in some cases overwhelmed how they can now take a vast number of comments and get to insights quite quickly, get to daily digests quickly, get to automated responses on issues, for example. So those are very nice implementations of AI GPT functionalities that we have in the tool that are now starting taking off with our customers, and we see quite good response here. But in the end, it's also, of course, what I really like is when we get together with a customer and they are clear they want to foster a customer-centric approach to their company. And they start building a voice of the customer or customer feedback management program from scratch. And you can really help them doing it. And they have a clear vision of what they want to achieve. And they start small. They take one step after the other. They get from one stage to the next. They take one touch point. They take another one. And they see the results. And they presented to the company, to the board, to the employees. They make it available, and I think that's really what that's the implementations kind of that I like, when we can really help a customer taking the next step in becoming a customer centric company by taking their customer seriously and by building those programs and really using them. That's a lot of fun then to see this.
I think you're mentioning two important topics I would like to deep dive. The first one, you spoke about data privacy, security, and so on. This is the first topic I would like to highlight. And the second is about customer-centric culture. But let's start with the first one, data privacy, security. I fully agree with you. There are a lot of companies that are struggling with this regulation because we are in a global business, but we need to take care of specific policies in the different regions, USA, Europe, and so on. The customer expectations are that we offer to our customer extremely personalized solution. It means I need to say, oh, Holger, I know that you like this and that, and therefore let's do this and that. How do you think that in future will can be leveraged this balance between hyper-personalization being compliant with all rules and regulations, and perhaps also not being creepy because I know too much about you.
Yeah, that's the creepy part is good. Yeah, Greg, I think that's really a challenge. I think this Apple example, that really shows how even big companies like Apple, I mean, they are not the most valuable company anymore, but top three, I think, how they struggle with this, and they can afford to be quite strict on it and say, come on, EU, we do it like this. So I think for companies like ours, as a provider, it's quite important to stay on top of the regulations and to focus, of course. We understand ourselves as a German, as a European provider of CXM. Of course, we have international customers, but we know, of course, if we comply with the regulations in EU, that's quite a high standard. And it's very important for us to provide this high standard of privacy, of information security, of keeping the data within the EU, etc. Now, I think on the other side, for our customers, for the corporations who want to use those things, I personally have to say I totally understand that they take time for it, and they have to take time for it, because this fear of data breach, and especially with customer data, that's really big, and so it's understandable. However, I think it's quite vital to still get in touch with it and to launch small projects, launch tests, launch pilots. And I think there are ways for it, or that ways have to be found. Otherwise, it's quite difficult if you don't act now. If you only act like in 2 or 3 years, competition will be ahead of you. And I think from the customer perspective, yeah, the creepy factor is there. So, I mean, I think many people, I know it from friends or from colleagues, sometimes it's strange. You talk about something, and a day later you get an ad on your phone if you use Instagram or the like. So I think, in a way, the creepy factor is already there. On the other hand, if companies are able to show why they provide you with a special offer or a special piece of content, that they use the feedback, for example, that they got through a CX program or through Google ratings or through Facebook or wherever, and they can really show you, look, dear customer, we really listened to you. We took certain measures. We want to make it viable for you. We don't waste your time. We don't want to waste your time. We want to make it a good experience for you. That's why we have this offer for you. If they can manage this balance, not to be too blunt, of course, but to once in a while make sure and explain how they come to the conclusion, then it helps to lower the creepiness factor, because otherwise it really feels like they are listening everywhere and each company is now NSA. So it's important to, I think, really explain it to your customers and appreciate your customer and make sure they understand, and then it's a good relationship.
Thank you. Let's say it's like showing again the human side and the relationship side. Absolutely. with the customer.
Absolutely.
I had the great pleasure to work together also with some people from your team. And you mentioned earlier that customer-centric culture, the focus on human being, it's extremely important. And it's not because you're here, but I had really a great experience. All the people I worked with in your teams, within MovieXM, they were great, high energy, really empathetic, willing to strive for success, ensuring that as a team we collaborated together and we achieved success. And I think this culture is extremely important. Can you share some secrets that you have in your company, how you can ensure that?
Yeah, first of all, thank you. And that's great to hear. And I think that's really something that makes us stand out, really try to foster in everywhere we can. Company is now close to 30 years old. And of course, we have some team members who are with the company for almost 30 years. We have lots of team members who are only with us for only a couple of years. but we still, I think it's good to hear that we still managed to get this spirit over. It's, and I think that is also quite vital for us. And that's something that we see in our customer relationships also as a good point. We have the product development, but also the customer service and the advisory, everything under one roof. So everything is quite connected, quite close to each other. People know each other from seeing each other, from celebrating with each other, from sometimes, of course, arguing with each other quite a lot. but I think that one of the biggest secrets is, of course, that there's a high, very high level of trust. So it's, you can say basically anything. You're allowed to argue. We have a set of five or even six core values, if you take the one I mentioned in the beginning, that we, for example, we really appreciate an entrepreneurial spirit. We really want a pioneering thinking in our company. We invite people to speak up in any meeting. So hierarchies are quite flat. And we try to really explain it sometimes two times, three times, four times. That's okay. We know the topic of CX and the challenges our customers face are not trivial, you could say. So why expect our people, to have all the answers right now? So we really give them the time to learn. And I think that builds a lot of trust in each other and builds a set of very high energy for the topic. And that's also something that we see. People are really engaged with the topic. And so, this combination kind of helps then, of course, to build a great team. And I think we do a good job there.
Thank you. It means the team is the secret to success.
Absolutely.
We are coming to an end of this game, but in the extra time, in the last 3 minutes, I still have three questions for you. Mm-hmm. First one, fast forward in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we're discussing about?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the podcast will be there. CX will be still a topic. I think it will be even more a topic, because my prediction kind of would be that based on this, technology frenzy that we have right now, the technology will get a bit in the background, kind of. And so companies that do not have a customer-centric approach, it will be hard for them to survive in the next, after 5 years, so the year 6 to 10, I think. So they need the technology, but the technology itself will not be at the center of everything. It will do the work. So I hope that in 5 to 10 years, we are able to talk much more about the content and the strategies and what to do with the insights, and because many things will be automated and will be done in the background without much interaction, without surveying probably. So the experience, the information about the experience will come from somewhere else. And I think that's what we're going to talk about, how to really, really work and improve businesses and processes.
Thank you. And what's the best way to contact you?
Best way to contact me is actually by email. I live by my email inbox. So holger.seher-toss@movexam.com.
Thank you very much.
LinkedIn is also working.
And I will put all this information also in the show notes. And now we're coming to the last question. Is Holger's golden nugget? It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience with?
Yeah, I think the golden nugget of today is, if you are on your way to really make AI work for your company, then work with domain specific knowledge. Make it work for you. That's what's vital for the next years. That's what brings value to your processes, to your product. And I think that's what we're working on. So that's my golden nugget for today.
Holger, thank you very much for your time. Please stay with me. To the audience, for today, it's everything. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Holger or to contact me. I will then forward that. I hope that you enjoyed this discussion as much as I did. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!